Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
It was on a bookmark. The word attracted me. Ha'oponopono. I'd never seen it before. And it took me a few seconds to say it out loud, to hear it, and I've practiced it again and again just to say it to you just now. But I have no idea whether I've said it correctly. I'm assuming it is an Hawaiian word because I read that it is an Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. This practice teaches that we, quote, are solely responsible for our own life and includes the mantra, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, end of quote. The bookmark then went on to say that I could discover my own Ho'oponopono through a selection of mindfulness books. All the ingredients I encountered on that bookmark, reconciliation, forgiveness, personal responsibility, self-awareness, and words such as, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, and I love you, are all good things in my opinion. About 30 years ago, I came across the sentiment, quote, the unexamined life is not worth living, end of quote, attributed to Socrates by Plato, and it struck a chord with me, that people really need meaning in their life for themselves and for society, and especially when suffering or tragedy or the pain and grief of death come close and thoughts arise. What's life all about? Who am I? Why am I here? Ho'oponopono gives answers to those questions. So do many other points of view. But for me, there is something missing, in truth, a someone. That someone is Jesus, who provides a reference point outside of myself. And that is important because reconciliation and forgiveness are wonderful when they occur in relationships, but what becomes particularly hard is when they are sought by only one side. Then what do you do? Mindfulness may help you shape the situation in your head. The words may give you a focus. But what about reality? Should we say the mantra if it's not true but will keep the peace? I can see myself practicing Ho'oponopono, but rather than engaging with people in the world, actually retreating from it, so that the words become armor to keep the world at bay while I become self-contained. Now, I'm not saying that I am only validated by the world, by others. I do accept personal responsibility for acquiring knowledge for my attitudes and for my behavior. I have a sense of self. Nevertheless, those around me shape my experiences, and largely I have no control over their behavior, only my own. And that takes us back to where I began. What to do when there is conflict and the need for reconciliation and forgiveness? Ho'oponopono? Not for me. Because I see it essentially as inward looking, and when I am weak, when I don't want to reconcile or forgive, when I want to lash out, when I don't care and act selfishly or cruelly, or when evil is done to me and the world doesn't care, I sense there is nothing in me, except some sort of self-interest, that might help me. And my self-interest isn't enough. I have discovered that living with Jesus is hard at times and also a comfort. It is challenging and also assuring and reassuring. Understanding His forgiveness and reconciliation towards me provides the standard and the strength for my attempts at it, but they also give me an identity. With Jesus, I can face the world as it is, and where there is evil, retreat from it and attempt to say or do something about it. With Jesus, I can be mindful of who I am, warts and all, and also over the decades learn to see that God's grace really has shaped how I see this world and me in it. I am loved, and should never be complacent of that love. I might despair at each generation's greed or at each person's situation, who has the perfect life, just as I despair over my sins. But there is hope after all, not because I think it's so, but because there is Jesus and his empty tomb. Words come to us from within us or from outside. We need both. But at the end of the day, it is the words from outside that come to us that are most important, especially when they are from Jesus, the Word made flesh. He is the one we need to hear. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, you sent your only Son as the Word of life for our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Help us to believe with joy what the Scriptures proclaim. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.